Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast
Radio. Over the weekend, we heard that there was an injection of capital into Ballymity and also into the Riverchapel area. So we're going to focus on Riverchapel today, and we'll touch base with Ballymity tomorrow about this community complex, which is incredible news. And I'm joined by Craig Lang from Riverchapel. Good morning to you, Craig.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Great. So can you just talk to me a little bit about the importance of this funding and how it's going to be used in Riverchapel, please? 1.8 million euro is a massive wad of money.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As you can see with my voice, it's just surreal. That, you know, there's a lot of people through the years have been fighting to get a community centre down there and a facility. And it all started back in 2011, and kind of we've been pushing it forward. We've got a soccer pitch, a GA pitch, a walking track, track and a BMX track. And previous committee members have been fighting for a community centre all the way through because there is a need. I mean, it's Riverchapel area is the fifth growing area in Wexford. And the population is nearly 7,500 for the area. And there was no social amenities. Houses were built constantly, but nothing for people to go to. But now we have this wonderful news back in March, right, that was a government grant available, well, not to apply for stubble ready community projects. So we with work with Wexford Local Development and Wexford County Council, the committee and ourselves, we put up a proposal, and massive work went into it. We did feasibility studies, public consultations. So we finally put the application back in June. And the good news on Saturday. And the other thing that we benefited from with the application is just before COVID, with there's another steering group involved, and we got a prefab unit built, which was a stepping stone project to show the needs that the community needed something. And, you know, with the investment from Wexford County Council and Tousler, this building was constructed within COVID. And it has supported a lot of youth groups and other groups involved. But this money, which in the five or six years I've been involved with this grant, this amount of money from government grant, never seen it before. And it's just such a, it's just going to be a massive game changer for the area.
The timeline now for the development, I've been to Riverchapel on many occasions. I was only up around Ballymoney and all there only recently, but I know the area very well, and this is going to be a magnificent boost to it. But now I'm sure people living in the area want to know what the timeline for it is. What have you been told, Craig?
Timeline, we have to have this project completed by the middle to end of next year.
Oh, that's quick. Yeah.
So it is quick, yeah. So with the lead agent that we have is with Wexford County Council. So we have to go through we've got to go through tendering and processing now, which we will be working on a couple of meetings shortly. Yeah. We also had previous to that with the plans. We had Mick Malloy. We went to several architects.
Yeah.
We chose Mick Malloy from Gorey. Again, massive boost for what he has actually done for the design of the complex. So, but yeah, no, middle to end of next year is the timeline supposedly. Yeah.
And the community, are they going to be involved in the planning and the development stages?
So as you said before, we've had public consultations, we've done a feasibility study, we've done the plans. The plans have all been approved last year. And again, we're having two rooms with community childcare. We've got a big hall, we've got a digital hub, and a youth craft being set up in there as well. Yeah. And the changing room facilities to cater for the pitches.
Yeah, sounds wonderful.
It's amazing, and it's just not with the current committee. It was the past committee that kind of did all the hard work and the foundations to get that facility. I'm working with Wexford County Council, and it's just, you know, again, there's a few guys that are not with us anymore. Declan Dunbar was a big advocate for the area, and it's just great. It's just great to see.
Okay, you know what I'm going to ask you to round off? Sustainability, green initiatives, biodiversity, all this is hot at the moment. Will this new building cater for all of this, please?
It will do, yes. And again, that's all down into the tendering process that we will be putting forward.
Well done, Craig. Great to talk to you. I can sense the buzz in your voice. You're overjoyed, aren't you? Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's Close to tears, dearly.
Ah, well, that's tears of joy, though. Big difference.
Oh, brilliant.
To tears of frustration. Thank you for taking our call this morning. That was Craig Craig Lang, giving the reaction from the River Chapel area to the announcement of €1.8 million funding for the community of River Chapel. And as he said, tail end of next year, that will be up and running. Sounds absolutely brilliant.
Southeast Radio's Morning Mix. Southeast.